And welcome to another edition of Zav Chat, and we're really looking forward to today's chat. We've got a great variety of people. I'm going to let the college captain introduce them. Bill, good morning.
Morning, Shane. Morning, Jared, as always. A great day for the college on Saturday. You were right in the thick of it for the Maytime Fair.
That's right, Mr. Doherty. I think it was a fantastic success. We had so many people there. Honestly, the weather was fantastic, so it was really good. And we came back strong, I think, after the last couple of years.
Yeah,
so,
correct. We certainly have beaten the weather difficulties that we've had, and it certainly adds to a day. But it's always the cause, isn't it? And that's what bonds everyone. And
I saw,
you could see that spirit.
I saw Katrina, who put the whole thing together for us at the Mother's Day Mass, which itself was a wonderful success. And she was just so pleased, so relieved. Just a big success.
Correct. And of course, that was the other thing, Shane. Mother's Day, a mass today, being Wednesday when we're recording here. Father Chris was just outstanding in his homily, and a really lovely celebration. And seeing mothers next to their sons, and the sons blessing mothers at the end, really special. But Jared, why don't you kick us in? We're in the middle of languages, of which you are an outstanding scholar yourself. So let's kick the episode off.
Certainly. So firstly, we'll introduce our esteemed guests here. So we've got Marie-Pierre de la Planque, my French teacher and the head of languages. And we're also being graced by the presence of Pietro Godoli and his younger brother Paolo, year 12 and 11 students respectively. Pietro is a member of the consult, and he's the Ritchie House president. And Paolo is a gun soccer player. It's also a pretty special day for Pietro. So can you tell us why that is, Pietro, maybe?
Yeah, it's just my birthday. So,
big just my birthday.
The big 18?
18 today. Yeah, that's pretty
well
special,
mate. Yeah. That is fantastic.
A lovely tone. So, and Father Chris even managed to call that one out as well. But, Marie-Pierre, great to have you. And obviously, I thought you were going to say it was very special because it's Languages Week, Pietro. But it is Languages Week, Marie-Pierre. So maybe before we get into what's happening this week and the other little things, just talk to us about languages at Xavier College. You know, when does it start? Guide us through the offerings and an opening comment from you.
Yes, good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for welcoming me and two of our students. And as you pointed out, Gérard, our captain, is a wonderful language scholar as well. So in terms of languages at Xavier College, we are extremely privileged. We offer five languages altogether. So three modern languages, French, Italian, and Japanese, and then classical languages such as classical Greek and Latin. Also classical studies going towards VC. So we start really nicely in early years and primary school with an immersion in Italian until year five. So that's a fantastic start for students to be able to be immersed in that language. Now, from year five going into year nine and more, we have an offer of the three modern languages, and we start offering Latin at year 7 and classical Greek at year 9. So we end up in VC having this wonderful spread of offer and choices for our students. We also have to I would say underline the fact that there are a lot of excursions organized in the many languages we offer. And it's a wonderful way for students to experience the curriculum and the culture outside of the classroom. Some tours as well have been organized and will be again organized next year. So a wonderful year ahead, really.
Perfect. I look forward to really unpacking the touring options, yes, and the immersion options that we offer. But maybe to the boys, tell us a little bit about your journey through languages. Maybe it might even start, you know, right at home, and you know, what's your own context, and take us away, Petra.
Yep. So I think it can be assumed that Paul and I have a pretty similar background in languages. obviously, we come from the same household, so it just makes sense. So going right from the start, I was born in Mauritius, which is where Mum's from. Mauritius is a French-speaking country, so Mum always brought us up speaking French to our family, our siblings, and obviously Dad's Italian. So Dad's imposed Italian upon us as well, and speaking Italian French has sort of been a force of habit. It's been very common in our household, so that's why we've chosen to pursue these languages in high school. Both myself and Paolo started at Xavier College in Year 9, but prior to Xavier College, we went to University High School, where we also learned French and continued our studies in Italian upon joining the college.
It must be such a way, a privilege to be able to have both French and Italian in the makeup of your family, and it's a lovely sort of backstory there from Mauritius and Milan, I think, or near Milan, would be fair. Maybe you tell us a little bit about the airtime that both languages sort of get at home, and I'm sure they're both passionate communities.
Yeah, it is. At home, I guess trying to share the three languages can always be a bit difficult, and I guess there's maybe a lot of mix up between the English and the French and the Italian. But I think the real driving force, I think, is my father, who really pushes us to, I guess, keep responding in the languages that we're spoken to. And I guess his excuse is we speak English at school, so when we come at home, to really just keep speaking French and Italian. And I think that's really important as well, just to keep the culture and the heritage of, I guess, the family.
Perfect. Oh, and I'm looking forward to unpacking this a little bit more with you, the three languages, because it's very special. And in Australia, we're quite different from so many parts of Europe, where Europeans have such an affinity with language, and speaking three or four or five languages is not uncommon. So it's a lovely bit. But Jared and Shane, a threat back to you.
I've just got a little sub-question there, Bill. So, Paolo, if your dad gets really cross, does he just naturally go into Italian, and same that your mum in French? Like, often that can happen with parents. What happens at your place?
Of course. I think they tend to refer to their mother language. And, so when they do, let's say, get a bit cross or upset, they tend to refer to their mother language.
And let's be really clear, it wouldn't obviously be upset with you guys. It'd be something maybe that was occurring, or maybe maybe AC Milan, missed a great opportunity, etc. Jared.
Thank you so much for that description of your family lives. And so being trilingual, speaking three languages, how do you think that's sort of helped you and shaped you into the individuals that you are? And what opportunities has that opened up for you?
Yeah, so obviously speaking three languages is quite, opens a lot of doors. But I'd say, it's not, to us it's not extraordinary. It's sort of what we've been brought up with. It's what we've always known. So obviously being able to learn two modern languages is something that's been really important to us. And I think it's been very useful learning about cultures of different places, especially having moved to Australia quite an early age. We've learnt a lot about overseas and what it's like. And I think De La Planque will be happy when I mention how Francophony is more than just France. It's Canada, it's numerous islands, it's Indochina, it's everywhere. So there's so much more to French culture than just, France. And yeah, it's definitely a privilege to learn that and to speak it when we travel and visit overseas.
Yes, like there are about 300 million people speaking French in the world, and it's actually the only language represented in all continents as an official language in many countries. But let's just think about our region here, and let's not forget that at 3 hours from Melbourne only, we have wonderful New Caledonia, where one of the official language is French. We also have the amazing French Polynesia, a bit further, but still very accessible from Australia. So I invite everyone to have a look there. We have also a very strong organization, Francophone organization, looking after economical interests of all these countries around the world, and bringing unity within Francophony. So, yeah, it's a wonderful experience to know French.
It's a jig, isn't it? It casts our mind back. A French vessel arrived not long after the English, in Australia, and you sort of wonder could it all have been a little bit different? And French and English.
Really, yeah, absolutely.
In the new age of imperialism and exploring the world and, yeah. and certainly a fascination also with sciences and botany, et cetera. So
absolutely.
It's brilliant. So languages obviously gives us so much, though, as to add to the planet. You know, let's delve a little bit deeper here. You know, what's the gift that you feel that languages offers to the world in terms of our understanding and maybe, you know, achieving a planet of peace or at least mutual respect and the ability to communicate better?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the usefulness in knowing a language is just the ability to communicate with others. I guess facilitating that and making it easier with people that it might be harder to talk with. I think that helps, I guess, to also bring the peace in the world because we're able to communicate easier and understand what people are really trying to say. So I think knowing a language really helps with this. Also, I think it brings a lot of diversity because not everyone's the same. And knowing that there is a language barrier, but although there is a language barrier, we can still understand one another. And I think that's still really important, especially in our modern world.
Gee, well answered.
Superb.
Great answer.
Could I dive just into a really practical way in a classroom? So you've had the wonderful fortune of having a mother and a father fluent and bringing a cultural understanding and the importance of language to your household. For many of your classmates, as they're, you know, often challenged by language, they might even just be challenged by their mother tongue. So there's two questions coming here. Have you found that your understanding of languages improves your ability to communicate in any language and maybe has it had a positive impact on English and your understanding there? Secondly, it might be a question, and you can both, one of you can answer either of the questions. The other one is those students who are struggling to grasp it, where it has a far greater fluency for you because of your heritage and your history of speaking, you know, what advice might you give to those students? And do you ever find that challenging in class where it's second nature to you, but they're fumbling their way through it? So I'll throw in two questions out there. So
yeah,
pick whichever one you like. Petra, it's your birthday.
To ask again, but I think French has a massive impact on all my other subjects and even Italian. I think it was in year 10, Jared mentioned, I think one in three French words are in English or something like that. Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, obviously you can correlate them with one another. So definitely expanding your vocabulary, both in French and English, is useful, but also just in conversation is really important. And the second question.
Well, that's okay. And do you find, and maybe on that one, you know, grammar and sentence structure as you unpack that, is that, do you see a wonderful correlation in terms
of language
skills?
So, of course, French especially, but it's also true for the other modern languages and for the classical languages. We have this focus on language conventions and grammar, obviously, because it's absolutely necessary to be able to speak and write properly. And so that exploration, I would say, of grammatical concepts helps students, obviously, in other language, but in English as well. With French, of course, more especially because a lot of English is coming from French and also from Latin, we see that students who are learning these languages improve greatly their knowledge of English in terms of they heighten their vocabulary.
Yeah. Understanding. Yeah. And so great for those listeners who might be, challenged, you know, as they're trying to accomplish a second language, that importance of perseverance as well, I think, comes through in language. Paolo, I'm going to throw over to you, though, that second question. You know, students in your class who maybe don't have the fluency or certainly just simply the background and they're battling their way through it, and you've probably seen that over the years. You know, what advice would you give to them, you know?
How
do you find it?
Yeah, I do very much commend those kids that do persevere and go through because I know it's not easy. And learning as a second language is not an easy challenge. But I think what I would give as advice is, I guess, just to keep going, keep trying, because I think there's a lot you can learn. And I think also I've seen the joy of many of my classmates satisfaction when they understand and, I guess, grasp the concepts in another language. And it shows that it is possible, because there are a lot of people that do learn and do adapt and learn a new language as a second language. And I think just to keep going, perseverance, and just to keep thriving on. That's
I'm
it.
Sure it's easy for the you two as brothers to sort of break into French or Italian, whatever you'd like. But do you find yourself having conversations with, you know, mates from your French class or Italian classes, and, you know, sort of helping them along with that, you know, breaking down what might be a normal conversation in the lunch yard?
Yeah, not necessarily in the lunch yard. I say more in the classroom. There would be conversations which would be in French and Italian, especially with helping other students. Usually people tend to ask us a lot of advice, which is good because it shows that our languages can be used for a use.
And we'll hear from the birthday boy on that one as well.
Yeah, so if I could just add to that, I'd like to say that it actually also helps create a lot of friendships out of nowhere. When you sort of meet someone new and they go, oh, I speak French or I speak Italian, it's just like an instant click. It's like you've known each other for ages because especially in a country like Australia where there's a lot of English-speaking people or many diverse people, but you see someone that's got something similar to you, someone with your background, you just go, oh, wow, this is a person that I can instantly relate to, I can instantly communicate with. I'd also like to say that, you know, those people that are challenged in classrooms, I do have much respect for them. I know it's difficult, and I often ask myself, if I didn't have my parents, how would I do it? How would I
Good question.
Do that? Yeah. But, you know, I would also like to say that, especially towards the end of last year where I was completing 3-4 Italian, I was definitely getting confused between Italian and French just because I was spending so much time doing study for Italian. So, yeah, I definitely have a lot of respect for people who pursue languages.
And you go, Bill.
I'm so delighted you mentioned relationship there because you see that as such an important byproduct of this as well. But I am also equally delighted, Petra, that you even found a confusion or dappling in between both, because I can tell you when I travel overseas, I think I've developed the Euro language because my efforts at trying to speak very elementary bits of Italian, French and German seems to blend together. So anyway, stay tuned for that one at some point.
And Bill, it's good for all our listeners for context today in terms of this special episode of Zav Chat around languages and Languages Week. I got a knock on my office door about 2 to 3 weeks ago, and it was Marie Pierre wanting and understanding the growing reach and popularity of Zav Chat, which we were all thrilled about, wanting languages to feature and people to know and understand more about Xavier and its whole languages culture. So, Marie Pierre, to you, I say well done for getting on the front foot and making this happen. That's the first thing. And for all our listeners, and a lot of people listen in the car as they're dropping their boys to school, what's your background? You've got that beautiful French accent, but you come to us with a lot of skills that you bring to the table. So tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, okay. Yes, so I'm from a Belgo-French family. And I was born and bred over there, mostly in Belgium, but also a bit in France. I studied German and Latin at school, and then later in life, modern Greek, and obviously English. I went to university for a very long time because I always loved to study. So, funnily enough, I preferred a lot more at the time science and mathematics.
That's interesting.
So I did a few years of medicine, 3 years, and then I decided to change completely and go towards my love for communication. So I did things into social sciences, social communication, European studies, and finally a master in education. And this was all over there in Belgium. And then I found love in Australia because, well, basically in Greece, but then it was an Australian person. So I moved here. And at some point here, I questioned myself, okay, what can I do here? So I had worked a lot in journalism, in politics, and I had my own business as well in Mexico in the meantime. But here, for me, the solution was, because of our child, to have my holidays and be able to look after him. So I decided to finally use my master in education. Like, yes.
But what a great story.
It's a great story.
You've travelled around the world and no doubt, you know, again, languages is just, and your wonderful background has just opened up doors that, you know, might not have been as accessible to others. Jared?
Thank you. So now that we've got this fantastic foundation and understanding of, you know, what languages mean at Xavier to our students and to our teachers, should we talk a bit about Languages Week and sort of what this week is about? Yeah. So, Madame, would you like to tell us about what's going on this week and maybe its purpose as well?
And a lot of people will be hearing this on Thursday, so I know Friday's a big casual day, so talking all those great things coming up.
Yeah. So we've had a few things happening, African drumming, for example. We also had the house debating, and fortunately it was around something that is really close to my heart. Should languages be compulsory until the end of year 10? Yes, of course, would I say. So today we have crepes, so students can, go and buy crepes all day, actually. And then we have a cultural trivia tomorrow, organized per house as well, where I hope a lot of students will participate and come and watch. And then on Friday, we've got this wonderful French-Italian soccer match. That's going to be the height of the week, I suppose, with some gelato. But also on Friday, I had thought, well, let's celebrate languages in terms of the flags and the colors and obviously the amazing Italian and French fashion sense. So we have a casual clothes day. Hopefully not too many students come with a hoodie. I hope a lot of them will dress up in their favorite soccer team colors, or even better, think about Milano Fashion Week and Paris Fashion Week and just, show off.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the brothers wear on Friday. I'm going to have a good look for that. And you've got a big assembly next week, just before we go on around the grounds?
Yes, next Wednesday, again, all in this context of not just promoting languages, but promoting tolerance and unity and everything that is related to our Jesuit ethos and values. We will have an assembly on the theme Many Languages, One World, which obviously is inspired by the college theme Many Gifts, One Spirit.
Yes.
A wonderful guest speaker with an old Xaverian. He was a Dux in 2012, Xavier Bissitz, and he has used his learning of languages at Xavier College, but also all the other spiritual and religious values and beliefs that he was living through at Xavier College. He lived that through in his life, and he has been working for NGOs in Lebanon.
Wow.
And yes,
fantastic.
Yes, and in Syria, and he's actually now in Damascus. So he's really fully the example of the Xaverian.
Okay. And when you're serving others, you know, to be able to speak their language and communicate and understand elements of their culture and even how the nuances of the language, it's quite remarkable. And so as I just throwing over to Gerard, for Around the Grounds. It is maybe just a little quick plug and announcement as well. We've obviously spoken a lot of the European languages as we've gone through and just very conscious, obviously, of Japanese as well. Some of our boys will also study Chinese externally and a range of other languages. So we should just note that whilst we've got our core languages at the college, there's lots of opportunities for students to continue languages of choice or background, etc. But we've got a lovely tradition also in Japanese and with great joy, Brett Collison and I managed to get over to Tokyo last year as we sought to try and finalise or establish a partnership with a wonderful school over there, Gagashun School. The prince and princess and very much linked to the royal family in Japan. We're expecting to welcome some of those students here this year, and it's would be a great hope that our students might be able to go over on exchange to Tokyo and beyond in Japan next year. So that's a really exciting opportunity as well, and that ability to immerse yourself again in the spoken language and culture of a society is so wonderful. And you wouldn't believe it, but across the road from Gagashun Primary School, where there'd be is Sophia University, the Jesuit University, right in the heart of Tokyo. So again, beautiful connections that we're hoping to open up. But Jared, enough of this. We could continue to talk for minutes more, but let's go around the grounds with you, Skipper.
Certainly, Mr. Doherty. And so a great week for the school community this week as Languages Week returns for the first time since 2019. So well done to everyone for getting it back up and running. And so as Madame mentioned, on Monday we had our African drumming activity where boys were able to join in making music on bongo drums. And then Tuesday saw the third round of house debating with the languages theme topic that Madame mentioned. And today, Wednesday, we'll be enjoying crepes in the Rec Quad as well as some ancient card games in the library. So some great activities there. Thursday, we'll see our house cultural trivia. And finally, on Friday, we'll be having our Year 12 Italian and French classes going head-to-head on the chapel oval in a soccer match for everyone to watch, as well as gelato being sold.
Gee,
and also
that won't be competitive, will it? French and Italian classes.
Well. There, yeah,
correct,
sure.
Some great traditions.
Yeah, so a fantastic week, jam-packed with fun and culturally enriching activities. And so next week, we've also got our Languages Week Assembly, as Madame mentioned, where we'll be celebrating languages as a whole at Xavier, with Xavier Bizet's the guest speaker. And so aside from this theme of languages, we had our Mother's Day Mass today in the chapel in the morning with around 800 mothers packing in, into the Kosca Chapel as well, where it was live streamed. So a great congratulations to Chris and Kennedy and the Parents Association for organising that. And finally, we've got our second home game of the season for the First 18 this Saturday against Brighton Grammar. So big game.
Big one all around there, and obviously the First 11 as well on the Jackson at 10 o'clock usually. Really great when to come together. Brighton will be competitive, and another great Saturday of sport.
Yeah, big challenge against Brighton. Murray-Pierre, just wonderful having you bring the boys, and this has been just a wonderful discussion. So congratulations, thank you. Happy birthday, Pietro. Big 18, and Paolo, lovely to meet you. And we'll finish there. It's been just a great discussion all round. I did hear about a little trip to the Veneto Club on Monday, yes, just gone, for all the Italian students, which apparently was wonderful. So yeah, there are just so many great things happening in that sphere. So we'll say goodbye to Gerard and Bill, our guests, and Zav Chat's back 7 days hence.